Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But I also wanted to talk about, I know that, you know, throughout the week and throughout some of our programming, that we have been sharing and talking about the Olympics ever since the Olympics started. And we've been sharing about some of these Olympians and some of the training. And, you know, I shared with you some of, you know, last time I was on there, we talked about some tips that are six-pack training tips. I hope you are adhering to those.
Oh, yeah. Every day. You know.
Did you tell?
Oh, yeah, I can tell. Ripped, huh? Oh, my goodness. Eddie was telling me about a spray that you could spray. It's even easier. You could just spray a six-pack.
You spray on six-packs? Oh, I'm all about that.
Oh, it'd be a round six-pack, though. I don't know.
Yeah, more like a keg. Yeah.
Anyway, so we talked about Gabby Douglas, and we talked about her stance for the Lord, which is so awesome. She's 16 years old, man. 16 years old, glorifying God, tweeting that God's given her strength to succeed. And, of course, she's a gold medalist. When she won during her gymnastics, which I have no idea how these Olympians flip on this little beam there. I mean, I still can't get this, but it sure is amazing to watch, man. It's amazing.
Unbelievable.
I talked about Allison Felix yesterday, whose parents were both believers, and she grew up in a Christian home. But I wanted to share with you another athlete, another Olympian. I think it's so cool and amazing because, you know, oftentimes, and we say this often, I know we've talked about Drew Brees and Jeremy Lin and other sports figures about their outspokenness in sports. But I got to tell you, you know, Pat, I've been a sportsman for a long time. I mean, I haven't seen so many outspoken believers like I have in the last, I don't know, year or two.
There's more, a lot more of them.
Yeah, a lot more of them and a lot more people that are just glorifying God in what they do. And so I have an interview here that I want to share with you. Mike Huckabee interviews Ryan Hall. Ryan Hall is a marathon runner, and he really has a tremendous story, and he is firmly and I mean, his guy is rooted in God, man. I want you to listen to this.
Ryan, how do you deal with it when people say, oh, so God is your coach? And they try to make something of that.
By the way, he says God is his coach, okay?
Yeah.
This is awesome. His coach.
You know, I do my best just to, you know, stay out of stuff that's written about me. You know, I stay off the running websites. I don't read any media that's been written about me. But, you know, like, as hard as I try to stay out of that stuff, you know, inevitably that stuff trickles through. And sometimes I hear it secondhand through other people. And, you know, like, I just don't feel a pressure to prove God that he's real through my running, you know. And, like, I tell people all the time, like, just because I have God for my coach, I'm not, you know, saying that everything I do is perfect. The only criticism.
How awesome is that? Just because God is my coach. I mean, so many times people are trying to just, you know, do things. And we mentioned the other day, you know, my co-pilot, you know. God is his coach. God is helps him, you know what I'm saying? And he stays focused. Listen to this.
Criticism I listen to are people that God's put in my life, my wife, my family, people who love me and who might have some input for me that is good, positive feedback. But, you know, beyond that, my goal is just to listen to God and do what he tells me to do.
Well, obviously you're doing.
That's some good advice. Yeah. I just listen to God and I just do what he tells me to do.
And that's what a concept.
What a concept. I just listen to God and I just do what he tells me to do. That could really be that simple. Can I just listen to God and do what he tells me to do? It's like hear and do, right?
Yep.
Not hear, think, and do. Contemplate whether I should or shouldn't.
Right.
And hear and do, right?
That's right.
Listen to this.
Something right about that. And that's what I think is so incredibly amazing about you. Clearly, you're running for a gold medal. You're running to win. But, you know, in talking with you, Ryan, I don't get the impression that winning for you a race, winning an earthly race, is everything there is. So tell me, what is it that drives you? What is it that motivates you? And if you don't win into London, are you still okay with who you are as Ryan Hall?
Yeah, certainly. I think one thing that God's been telling me over and over and over again as I've spent the last 6 months just running my brains out preparing for this race is Jesus is the prize for me. And that's such a freeing thing for me because I feel like a gold medal or a medal of any color would just be icing on the cake for me. You know, like
Jesus is the prize.
Awesome.
Dude, this is world stage. People are training 4 years of their life.
Yeah.
It's like they're giving up everything. They're training, putting their body to through all these physical strenuous things that you and I will not get a chance to do. But they're doing it. We're admiring them, you know? Mm-hmm. And he says, you know, I know you want to win a gold medal, but he has his eye on the real prize, which is Jesus. Listen to what he says.
Feel like I already have something that transcends an Olympic medal and that brings satisfaction to my daily life every single day. That's way better than winning a gold medal. Like, I've read about enough Olympic gold medalists who have struggled with their life after winning gold to know that, you know, gold medal is not everything in life. And that's,
I know that's right.
Yeah.
How many times I've seen people, you know, they're trying to achieve and do all these things. So once I've got to, you know, the top of the mountains, I often think about, you know, the guy or the woman who's trying to work so successfully, you know, in their business or in their job. And they have their ladder, you know, on the building, and they say, I'm going to make it. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to do all these things. Just sometimes, you know, they compromise their walk with God. They compromise their time with their family. You know, they're selling themselves out for the quote unquote prize. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they get to the very top of the building. They get to the top and I made it. The hands are thrusted in. I made it.
Mm-hmm.
Only to realize that God and their family is on the other building across the way. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
and you know, God loves you enough to bring you down that stairwell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he'll let a couple of rungs fall out.
Yeah, to bring you back where you need to be. But you could avoid that by doing what Ryan's talking about, by staying focused and realizing that Jesus is always a prize. God's a prize, to keep things in perspective. I mean, if you don't have the right perspective, you can easily lose your way. Listen to what he says.
What I love about God is that he's available for everyone, and he's offering amazing lives for everyone. It's not like a gold medal where only one guy on one day can win that medal. It's opened up to everyone. And so that's the great thing about, you know, my coach and running for him. And another thought that I've had recently.
Don't you love this guy, my coach, and running for him?
Wow.
Don't you love those that may be familiar with Bill Johnson? You know, Ryan fellowships out there at Bethel House and Bill Johnson and all them. And that's just so cool. He says, listen, you know, you can run for Olympic medal and, you know, maybe three out of however many are competing, you know, per event can get this. But let me tell you the real prize. Let me tell you the true medal. The true medal is Jesus Christ, a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? This is what we live for.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, when it's all said and done, Pat, think about it. When it's all said and done and it's all over, people are not going to say, I wish I would have worked more.
Right.
I wish I'd have got more medals. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I wish I would have done more vacations, or, you know, whatever the things that people are doing. You know what I mean? I wish I would have just got all this money. Mm-hmm. When it's all said and done, and they're gonna face God, you know, they're gonna say what? Two things that we always talk about.
That's right.
People only have two regrets on their deathbeds. One is that I wish I would have done more for my family because I'm getting ready to leave them.
Mm-hmm.
And two, I wish I knew God because I'm getting ready to meet him.
That's right.
I mean, you can afford tomorrow's regrets today by having proper perspective, by saying, you know what, it's not about all these things that the world makes it seem to be. I don't have to run after all these type of worldly treasures. I can make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life. He is the great prince. He is the great treasure. And no matter, like Ryan says, whether I win or lose, I'm like, dude, God's with me. Listen to a few more things he has to say.
He's just like, I can't make God any more proud of me than he already is. It doesn't matter if I finish first, if I finish last. Like, when I stand before God right now, like, he is so incredibly proud of me. And that just frees me up to, like, not be afraid to fail, not be afraid to take risks. And I think that's one of the things that's made me a great marathon runner, is I'm not afraid to just go for it. And, you know, it doesn't always work out. Like, I've bombed plenty of races and finished last place in races before, but it's really fun to go after your goals when you don't feel this huge pressure. You don't feel this.
What he's saying here, Pat, is that, you know what, there is no pressure that I don't have to tap dance or perform to God's favor.
That's right.
You know, I don't have to do these things and show God a shiny medal to say, look, am I good enough yet?
That's right.
That makes all the difference in the world. I mean, how many attack that way thinking that I just got to do something for God? If I just read the Bible more, I'm telling you, if I just, you know, started praying more and all these maybe religious works, that maybe God would love me more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an amazing concept. It's an amazing reality when you come to the point where you realize that God loves me.
That's right.
There's not a single thing that you or anyone listening today can do for God to love us anymore? Think about that.
That's right. Nothing.
Love you anymore or love you any less. He just loves you just because. I mean, when I think about the love of God, Pat, I think about, you know, when I have my children. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm happily married. I love my wife. You know what I'm saying? I think she's cool. She's great.
She's cool.
God bless with a good wife. And, you know, I love her. Mm-hmm. But Pat, when I saw my babies, when my children came, it was so amazing that God was, I mean, I experienced a dimension of love that I never knew before. I mean, I knew what it was to be loved by my parents. I know what it was to love my parents. And I know what it was to love my siblings and then my wife and you know, my Christian brother, my fellow man. But you're loving a child.
Nothing like that.
There's nothing like it. And one day I was looking in the crib when one of my babies was born, and I'm just gazing at them and just looking at them intently. Mm-hmm. And oh, my goodness, the Lord just starts to speak to me, man. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, oh my goodness, this child has not said or uttered a single word to me. Mm-hmm. This child has not done a single thing for me.
Right.
This child just simply exists.
Yeah,
they just exist. They're there. They just exist, and I love them so much.
Mm. Unconditional.
I love them so much. And you just know that instantly that there's not a single thing that they could ever do from that, that you're going to say, oh, I'm going to love them more, or anything that they can do bad that you're going to say, oh, I love you less. Mm. You just know that you love them.
That's right.
You love them. And I think about the love of God that way. Mm-hmm. I think about the love of God that he just loves us so much, Pat, that there's nothing that you, I, or anyone listening today can do to earn it. We don't have to tap dance.
Nope.
We don't have to do any of those things.
Mm-hmm.
God loves us, and he proved his love by sending his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us.
That's right.
I mean, love was displayed. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This is how Ryan finishes up.
Failure, you don't feel like you have to perform for someone. You're just performing out of who you are, not out of what you're going for, and that's a huge difference.
You know, Eric Little, the great runner from the Olympics almost 100 years ago, who had very strong Christian convictions, refused to run on Sunday. There were a lot of things about him, the movie Chariots of Fire about him. There was a line in that movie, Ryan, that I think of when I hear you, and it is that when I run, I feel God's pleasure. I almost sense that when you run, it's as if you feel his pleasure. Would you identify with what Eric Little said?
He goes on to say that, you know, that's one of his fans that he looks at. Eric Little, I'm not sure if you remember this, but I think of 1926, I think, in the Paris Games.
Mm-hmm.
They made the movie Chariots of Fire.
Yeah, I remember that.
I didn't watch the movie. All I remember is, da-na-na-na-na.
Oh, yeah.
We'll sing no more for you. That's all I remember of the movie.
That's pretty good.
But hey, you know, I'll sing a little bit, but I hear that you're even a better singer. Maybe we'll get a chance to
Let's move on.
but actually, Eric Little was another believer who stood for the Lord. In fact, you know, one of the races that he was going to run, because they were going to run on Sunday, and he just wanted to honor God as his own, you know, personal conviction. He wanted to honor the Sabbath and honor that day for him. He actually didn't run a race that he was going to win. I mean, he was highly favored. He says, nope, I'm not going to do it. And he was a Christian missionaries, and then later went back into the mission field in China and different stuff like that. But it's just so encouraging, you know. We can learn so much just about the Lord by just, you know, interacting with other believers and enjoying their experiences. We look at our experience with God and say, God, you're just amazing. So I just want to give a big thumbs up to Ryan Hall and appreciate everything that he's doing to glorify God. Pretty awesome, huh?
That's awesome, man.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.